Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now. Hi, everybody. I'm Doc Martin, and you're listening to The Healing Hour, and I'm here with Dr. Pat. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really excited about this. Hey, everybody. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is a really important show for a lot of reasons. And Doc Martin's going to take us through why it's important. You know, the episode is called Wheat from the Chaff. Wheat from the Chaff. Some people say chaff. Some people say chaff. Whatever it is, it's a process. And something important happens. How do you find what really matters? And, you know, Doc Martin, look, you are upfront, close and personal. I am a small business owner. We have a different understanding, perhaps, of what it has looked like for 18 months than perhaps people that had corporate jobs and had to work from home, people that have worked in industries that are no longer opening, I guess, except in your California. I think California is like opening up everything, just like, boom, open it up. But whatever it is, things have been stripped away. Isn't that the process of the wheat?
Yeah. So the wheat from the chaff to me is what's been happening at least for the last 18 months and probably more than that. We're seeing all of this things being tossed up. And I kind of thought about that when, and I live out in the country now, having been a city girl up through college and medical school, but I live in the country now. And when you harvest wheat and you go to collect the stuff that is milled and then made into flour, you take the stalk with the, I don't even know what it's called, but all the little wheat berries are there, and you cut it and you toss it and you throw it up and you thresh it out. And it feels to me energetically over the past minimum 18 months, because COVID did a number on us, still doing a number on us, feels like we're in the threshing. But what I wanted to talk about today, which I think is really important, is that inside all of this, throw the stalks up in the air and wait for the wheat berries to fall and go through the sieve and get collected, we're going to find the kernels of truth. We're going to find that when, I'm sorry if you've lost your job, but perhaps you've been able to have quiet time to deepen and say, you know, I really didn't like that job anyway. And then maybe in your quiet time, you've had time and maybe the stimulus checks have helped you get by and you had time to start writing or painting, or you found out that, you know, all of that stuff you were doing for an Etsy account, you finally had time to do. Or you went in your garage and you cleaned out all the old Barbie dolls. Or do you remember Beanie Babies? Am I so old that I know Beanie Babies? And put them on eBay. Whatever it is, you are finding the wheat berries. And I think that's key to recognize that even when all of this hurts, which it has, it's hurt very badly, there are kernels of seeds of importance. And how do we get to those? And how do we find what we really want?
You know, I think part of this is, you know, it's something that you, it's really hard to explain to people until you've gone through it. And I think that's what we're going to do today. But what I really want to say to everybody listening to the show and watching on Facebook is this is one in a series we're going to be doing, especially with Dr. Sharon Martin, you know, about how to heal. And this is the healing hour. And I wanted to say something about the show. This is a live call-in show. And what happens on this show is you will get to have a reading from Doc Martin. And what I mean by that is medical, intuitive, energy, shamanic, common sense, whatever that is. Today is the show for you. We're going to start a series of this. And you're going to see something just honestly, you know, I'm almost afraid to mention it because my team is listening. And, you know, Sharon, you know everybody on the team, right? And if I mention something new, Jessica is sitting in the other room, you know, oh, my God. You know, I don't even, I want to hope she's not even listening. And so, Jacob, do not say anything. But the point is this, we're being called to do more. And I had this idea the other day because I'm working with you. I'm so honored to work with you. I'm so honored to see and read the book you're reading, writing. And what the world needs. And you know what I love about this, Sharon, is that we did not know we would be here. I didn't know it.
No.
I didn't know. I didn't time what we're doing as a network to magically manifest as we're coming out of some people say 18 months. I actually feel like it's longer than that. But here you are. You've prepared for this your entire life. To help people. And what I want to say is when you all are listening to the Healing Hour or you're listening to Maximum Medicine, anything with Dr. Sharon Martin, it's a live call-in show. It's also Facebook Live. It's also type your comments. And very shortly, I'm hoping to get us the texting feature. I'm being very particular about the texting feature. But 1-800-930-2819 is what's going to keep Benny busy right now. And if you're thinking to yourself, I don't know, I don't want to call in. My problem seems like, you know, it's not big enough. No, every situation, every problem has caused us to hit the pause button in our lives right now. You know, Sharon, even for us as a network, we had to do some amazing things to still be here. So our sister station, KKNW, and the working relationship I have with them, and Eric Crema, and Eric Burris, and Benny, and the entire team over there, and the team at Hubbard. I mean, if it wasn't for those relationships, I will tell you, we would not be here today. So when we think about cutting the wheat from the chaff, when we think about this, we must address what has been stripped away, because the universe cannot stand a vacuum. And if we strip stuff away, it's like, oh, you got nothing in there. What do you want? Isn't the healing hour and what you do to say, wait a minute, it's the universe is going to give you what you want. Let me help you organize this in a way so you get the best of what you want and not the worst.
That's so true. I just want to back up and just say one thing. My relationships with other docs during this, when I go to work during the week in my clinic, my relationships with other docs is what helped me get through, because we all faced the fears and how to take care of people with a virus we knew nothing about. But anyway, so relationships are critical. And when we strip away, hopefully we're stripping away the relationships that didn't work or that were abusive or not good for us. But you're absolutely right. You can't just take everything away and leave the empty space. So what I want to talk about, and if anybody wants to call in, you want any of my 2 cents or pennies worth, what is it that really matters? That's what we've got to hold on to. What is it that gives us pleasure and joy and makes our heart sing? Because we have a chance in this, in the horrors of everything that's happening, there is some beauty. And the beauty is we have a chance to really grab the basic things that give us joy, the basic things that make our heart sing. And we have the opportunity now, many of us have quiet time, to be able to say, okay, now I can really feel into it. And that never really felt good. I don't want to do that anymore. So yes, please call us. I love to talk with you. But think about what's going on right now, because I think it's critical timing in the world.
You know, I want to talk about also reaching out, and this is really critical today. I don't want to give out that number, 1-800-930-2819. I reached out to you and I said, you know, I have a couple of friends and one of them had a very special birthday and I have another one, a very special birthday. And I did not want to, how should I say it? I did not want, then traditional, what I was really called to is pick up the phone and say, Doc Martin, look, you are a master at this. People, if you have not watched the blessings that Doc Martin has done on live on air, if you've not seen her work, we're going to make sure we repost them. And I called you and I said, I need something special for these people. You know, please put it together, because this is something you do. It's a service you provide. It's more than just putting a bundle together. It's about putting the energy of wellness, healing, abundance, you know, the magnificence of what's going on in the world. And you're bringing that forward. And yet you are on the front lines, right? You are on the front lines. Right. And so I want to ask you about this. Institutions are changing. What are you seeing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you an up close and personal example, because it could make me hit crazy town. Thank goodness for this show and the energy that I feel when I'm working in this space. So there's a little rural hospital, 20 beds, and they own my little rural clinic that I work at. And they financially were challenged, which happened before COVID, but COVID kind of was the icing on the cake. And they cut staff, financially forced to do that. And then in their decisions, they're going to sell the clinic. So they're selling it to an organization. Details aren't fit yet. I have no idea what kind of job I'm going to have. Things are so up in the air and crazy. And the good news is, what I hope is going to come out of this is what we get to formulate when we're forced to strip it down and build from scratch. Hopefully we get to formulate something better. I'll just tell a little personal aside.
Please.
When I saw the craziness coming in and the tumultuousness in my job, or my potential not job, and I'm work really hard at not going into fear. But I decided to take a hypnotherapy class to learn how to be certified. I do that kind of deepening with my shamanic energy work, but hypnotherapy comes with a certification that perhaps is less woo-woo to people. You know, shamanic energy, maybe people might get weirded out by it. But anyway, what I found is, there's where I can find some joy, is going into that deep space, knowing that I'm guiding somebody for change for their better. That's the kind of energy I want in my life. So those are the wheat berries that I'm going to hang on to, regardless of what all of the financial decisions between the institutions and when they buy it and whether or not this and whether or not that. I can't freak out about that. I'll go crazy. So instead, I just think about the things that make me happy, like being here.
I got to tell you, what we're about to talk about today, and I would love to go ahead and skip the break if you don't mind, Doc Martin, because I want to roll right into what you're talking about. Is that okay with you? Here's why I want to keep rolling on this. Recently, and today, you're talking about real life things. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know if this is you, but sometimes, you know, in this journey with me, people have looked at me and have said, yeah, that's her. Basili is just not that. By the way, that is my last name. I didn't make that up. Bacilli is really, you know, most everybody calls me Bacilli. Bacilli is really not experienced any hardship. Bacilli is never, you know, she is like Dr. Pat, right? But recently, it's been so important to share with people. And that's what you and I are doing today. This is real world, real life. However, Einstein said it, and I love this quote, and it's more than what I'm about to say. He has a whole big explanation of it. He says, look, here's the problem. Here's where it started. If you look at the place where the problem started, you're not going to be able to solve it. We cannot solve the problem at the level that the problem was originated. And, you know, everybody's like, dude, what are you talking about? Do I need an... He was really talking about an integrative, as you say, metaphysical and science solution. That's what you and I are talking about today. And I want to ask you, here we are. Let's talk about finding a new level of happiness, even in the simplification. I've been fired from every job I've ever had, Sharon, to be honest with you. That's why I run, that's why I'm self-employed. But you're talking about moments now where we can, if we had tools, we got to have the tools because we're going to talk about the tools you provide. If we had the tools, the absolute infinite abundance of the universe is at our hands. What have you found that you've simplified, Sharon, and found it better? What is it in your life that even in the situation of, let's call it drastic major change, what can we learn from simplification?
So I'm thinking about places where I actually chose simplification, or maybe I chose it subconsciously and didn't really know it, or maybe spirit said, head over there. And I've probably told you this before. I was thinking about selling my house and I was going to downsize, although it's a beautiful property with a pond, two ponds, and the animals all around and birds all around. And I guess it was the end of February, maybe beginning of March, and I was working on these ideas about where I was going to move to. And I'm coming down the driveway, which just in coming down the driveway and going past the horse pasture was this sanctuary. And COVID had just really hit our awareness. And I got this loud and clear message, you do not move, do not move. So that wasn't simple because it had all of this, tell the architect to stop, tell the person I was buying the land from, not going to buy it, all of this. But as it unfolded, when I come home and we're in semi-lockdown, for me, I go to work every day, but other people were in lockdown, that isolation, I stopped, I filled the hummingbird feeders. I sat by the pond and watched the red-winged blackbird. I took pictures of the dwarf goat I adopted. I actually rescued two little dwarf goats and just posted those, sent those to my family, had everybody laugh.
And I'm laughing now.
I should give some pictures anyway. Took the dogs on a walk around the lake. And I did that every day. And every day that I could. And my sanity increased, my stress went down, and my joy exponentially better. And yet it had nothing of the, where am I going to go out to eat? Where am I going to gather with people? What shop am I going to go to? Am I going to go hit this group of stores? All of that stuff that I used to spin around and do, I didn't do, mostly because we were forced to not do it. But what I found was so much better, so much better. Now, I did have to put up with the sitting on the chair and Zoom for your ways of connecting with people. But to me, sitting on the porch with the hummingbirds buzzing around the feeder, you can't get much happier than that.
You know, I want to talk about this further because I don't think you and I, and for those of you out there, This is the show, The Healing Hour. We are taking your calls. And let me just explain a little bit about what that means. You know, we're in the world today, and you may be experiencing something that doesn't allow you to simplify. Maybe the idea of simplification is not anything you can even imagine. Maybe what we're talking about seems like I can't do it for myself, but I'm in relationship with somebody. I need some help with that. Because I'll tell you, one of the things that it's very clear now about what's coming back in all the studies, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment, Sharon, just about everything we're reading, you know, Doc Martin has experienced upfront. You know, she's experienced people walking into her, you know, office, patients coming in, and they are experiencing pretty much everything we're about to talk about today. But what is it that you learn from being absolutely stellar professional in medicine, as well as a certified professional in metaphysics and shamanism? What happens when you bring those together, but then you add your own experience and you have maximum medicine? Here's what I know. The reason we cannot solve this problem at the level it was created was because most of the time, we don't want to look at what's in your heart. Everybody's too busy. But that's not what Sharon's talking about. That's not what we're talking about today. If your heart hurts, even a little bit, because maybe you're in a relationship and it's just getting ugly. Maybe you're there, your company's requiring you to go back to work. And today, for the first time, you hit the road and you found traffic has doubled. Now you have to leave your house a half hour earlier. But how are you going to do that and get back in time to pick up the kids? Or maybe the kids are not back at anything. This is what we're doing today.
I think for me, that idea of you can't solve it. You can't solve it with the building blocks you used to build it to begin with.
That's what I think Einstein meant.
Those building blocks. Those building blocks are flawed. Those building blocks are not your authentic, true self, because those are the building blocks you have to use to create what you really want. And I think a lot of times people think, well, I can't, oh no, I couldn't possibly end this job, end this relationship, take more time for this. And sometimes sometimes it sounds brutal. I'll say, why not? Why this has to be. And to me, challenge what you think is the rule. Challenge who said, who made that rule? Who made that rule? Did God make that rule? Did spirit make that rule? No. Somewhere you made that rule, but that rule was made from your heart and brain at the time that isn't the way you really want it to be. So that building block is flawed. So you've got to build it with different components now. And I think that's what I love about the work I do. And I think how hypnotherapy as well as energy medicine is going to help is to help you as a client, if you were to be my client, help you go to that space where the authentic and true essence of yourself comes forward. And then you can see clearly. And then you can start listening when you're in the busy day and the voice of your higher self or your wise one or your spirit says, wait, let's not go there. And you start to listen better. And then stuff changes. So that's what I'm all about. Let me help you do that. If you need help, please. My website is drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. And my email is sharon@drsharonmartin.com. So get in touch with me if you need help.
You know, Sharon, I want to talk about, you know, I want to continue this for a moment and talk a little bit with you about, you know, why you and I talked about this topic for today. And really get this. We're going to talk about this as we come back from break. But one of the things I'm finding is, and what's the word? I love this word. For a long time, I used this word, and you know what? I didn't even have a clue of what it meant. I was pushing a mail cart back at Bell Labs, and one of the engineers that taught me how to juggle used the word paradox. He talked about He said juggling is a paradox, and honestly, didn't know what it meant for like 5 years, but I loved it. It's like paradox. I know that word, but it's such a great word. You know, paradoxically, here we are in the middle of recognizing that things have been stripped away. However, we're also recognizing that things are being, we are as human beings are so adaptable. You know, we are so, favorite word, adaptogen. It's us. And we don't even know it. Look at what people have done, Sharon, to adapt to a completely new way of being. I can only talk about the United States, but what do you make of how adaptable we've been? Albeit we have not applied the tools we're going to talk about later to help us get through burnout and burn up. But look at how we've adapted. Look at how you've adapted.
Well, you know, that's what I think when we see our institutions. Does all of what's happened hurt? Absolutely. When we think about the numbers of young Black men killed by police, that hurts. That hurts very badly across the board. But what's awakened in all of our, in many of our, not all, many of our hearts is we don't want it that way. And we're going to demand that it changes. And so in that horror comes something better. And my metaphysical and spiritual beliefs are those young men's souls chose that role because they are changing the world. So that's a powerful place, a powerful role to have held for our collective psyche. Mm-hmm. Who was it? Viktor Frankl, is that? As a prisoner in,
yes,
I don't know
Victor.
If he was in Auschwitz or.
Yep.
And he spent, I think he was a musician, right, Pat?
He was a psychiatrist.
But he was fine.
Too. Yep. But you're right. Okay. He was extremely talented. I mean, Frankl's life before that, he had already started this process. Many people don't know this. Harry started this process of looking at the mind and using this power of rewiring on students, right? He was already doing it. But we don't give him enough credit for the power of what he discovered. But imagine that, Sharon. Imagine being Auschwitz. Many people don't even know what Auschwitz. I had to do a session with a group of young women I mentor, and I decided to talk about Holocaust. But can you imagine being in the worst horrific condition you could ever be in and developing a model to have control of an empowered mind? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine
and
that?
I think the key image that sticks with me is he found beauty in a little weed, a little flower growing up between rocks. He was able to use other building blocks of his mind to create a different reality. And I just, there's also a young woman, let me see if I can remember her name. She was in the Rwandan war when the Hutus and Tutsis were killing each other. And she and several others stayed 18 months in a bathroom behind a cupboard, the door hidden. Do you remember?
Yes.
What her name was? But anyway.
Yeah. I interviewed her, but no, I know exactly who you're talking about.
And she found, for her, she was, I believe, maybe Catholic, definitely Christian. she found God in that cramped bathroom. So she was able to find spirit in one of the most horrific places you can imagine. So we can, our human adaptogens that we are, we can search inside ourselves and find beauty, find something that brings beauty and joy to us. And we can do that in our, mm-hmm. yep. in our minds and create it in our worlds, however crazy and horrible it looks.
Yeah, that is immaculate. And for those of you out there, what we're referencing is immaculate, and this different pronunciation, but it's Libigiza, I call it Libigaza, some people call it. You know, immaculate has told that story that Doc Martin referenced. The question really is, and I think your point, Doc, is these folks that have these stories, whether it's immaculate or whether it's Viktor Frankl, many people want to point to them and say they're different. When we come back from break, your message is not that. Your message is, no, we all have that ability. We all have the capacity.
We do.
But what is it that we could learn from Dr. Sharon Martin to get us from thinking that we don't, we can't, to understanding that we do and you actually could? When we come back, we're going to be talking with Doc Martin about what it means to go through and change. And what happens if you are, and I love this, I love you're going to talk about this. What if we are forced to change? Forced to change. Mm-hmm. How do we do it and not bring all of the resentments of power over with us? That's Doc Martin. When we come back, she's going to talk about that. We also have a very special meditation at the end we're going to do to help with this. But for today's show, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, please go to drsharonmartin.com. That's drsharonmartin.com. We'll be right back.
Adaptogen.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Adaptogen.
Oh my God, Benny, I gotta love you. Where did you pull that out of?
Very far away down deep in the filing cabinet.
Oh my gosh, that was my favorite word. I love that word. And I think we were talking about maca powder from
something
Peru.
Like that. Yeah, that's
yeah,
that
I think
rings
it was
a bell.
The maca root, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so fun. I love that.
I feel like we're gonna be on our porch. We're gonna be like on our porch talking about that. Oh, the days of the maca root
Benny.
And the adaptogen.
Yeah, remember the time
I
when
remember.
We're talking about a root from Peru?
Yeah, right.
Adaptogen. Actually, that's what we're talking about today with Dr. Sharon Martin, because when Sharon and I talked about getting ready for the show today, we kind of reflected on where we were. Wheat from the chaff. When we do that, finding out what really matters. How has COVID-19, I keep referring to 18 months. My friend said, dude, it's like way more than 18. I don't know how many months it is, but whatever the months are, for the first time in our history that we can remember, and maybe it happened 5,000 years ago, but for the first time, global pandemic. Now we have another one I'm not going to bring up today, but yeah, we're in the middle of a global crisis with climate, but that's another show. But for the first time, people are relating to what other people are going through. But what happens when you do strip it away? What happens when you realize your life has changed in ways we didn't expect? What kind of tools can we call on? What kind of tools can we need? I mentioned this earlier. For the first time, you know, in giving birthday gifts to two friends, Sharon, for the first time, I decided to give them a different gift. If you want a blessing for somebody you know, drsharonmartin.com. 833-940-1882. That's her way you get her. But you know, I love this show for a lot of reasons. Do you know we've been doing this show 18 years? Do you know we have a caller, Jay from Canada, who was,
okay.
He was a caller and a listener and a viewer and amazing from day one of the show, 18 years ago, Jay. He has come up with some of the most amazing phrases during a show that you would ever want to hear. And he's back with us today. Benny, let's chat with our buddy Jay.
We got him. Go ahead, Jay.
Jay. Hey.
Hey. Glad to hear from you again. Thanks so much for the accolades. Thanks for bringing my energy up.
We're here to help you today, Jay, because I got to tell you, I'm not kidding. You were there day one with me, you know, when my hair was darker and I don't know, you know, day one, whatever that was. You and Benny.
You
and
were taller?
And we were,
oh, yeah. Wait, did that mean to slip out like that?
Yeah, go ahead, Benny.
I think we're all taller. No, I was taller too then.
Plus your hair.
Yeah, right. I lost my hair as well. Yeah, thanks.
You did, but you know, I saw your picture, Benny, in the camera, so we're going to have to talk.
Okay.
Jay, I know something's on your mind. I know Doc Martin can help you. Tell us.
Yeah, just something happened at work on Tuesday last week and really shook me. I didn't think it would shake me that much, but it did actually. And it's probably be part of what you're talking about, being forced to change. But I think it was I had issues of harming myself, I'm just saying publicly, and going like, well, I just thought about it and go like, where did this come from? So I, you know, talked to HR and got some time off this week and last week. But I went, you know, talked to psychologists and things like that and what to do and just get out in nature and these other mm-hmm. things. But it just caught me off guard, and I just wondered, mm-hmm. like, why would something like that get to me when I'm just so more resilient? But maybe mm-hmm. because, you know, there's a lot of stress in the workplace now because we're doing, instead of doing like one job, we're doing two or three now, eh? Mm-hmm. If you notice that. But I just wondered, how can I be more resilient?
May I share what
just...
I'm getting?
Yeah.
You ready, Jay?
May I share what I'm feeling? Jay,
go ahead,
is it
Sharon.
Okay if I share what I'm getting?
Yeah, Doc Martin, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, feeling bad generally means some kind of, and I look at it as arrows coming into your energy field. And unfortunately, nowadays, people are unglued. So when they react, it's often over the top and it's hurtful. So what I feel for you, and I'm so glad you were resilient enough to go to HR, get some time off, and you're in nature. But I'd like you to take time to actually reflect on putting up some boundaries, and your energy field extends outside yourself, but putting up that force shield that to really protect you, because people are not acting totally right these days. And when they lash out, it can be more than they intended, bigger than they intended. And if you are open and you need to be better protected. And the other thing you might want to carry with you at work in your pocket is if you have a crystal that's special to you, or a piece of stone, petrified wood is a good one, tourmaline, obsidian, those are very good protectors. Carry that with you, but just consciously keep your protection up. And if you have spirit guides to help you, ask them to come and really strengthen that boundary. So people's, they're firing off, they're unglued, and they're spritzing off with stuff, and that hits our field and can be very toxic. So you did the right thing by getting some time off, and you can, as Pat said, we're adaptogens. You have the power to fortify your energy field, and you have the power to put up your barriers and your boundaries. So I'm thank you for calling, and you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Jay, how are you feeling today?
Just getting, you know, I'm going to work next tomorrow, so I'm just getting ready for that. So I'm just kind of holding my breath in a way, because I don't know, it's going to be a kind of different situation. I think my manager is going to be asking me on questions, but I've got to hold my boundaries and say, you know, this is a private and confidential matter, and just hold it like that, because it just, the person wants to know, right? Yeah. So, but I think other people, I know I've had this. Just
no,
for
nobody has the right to know.
You know, one of the things you're doing is you're getting outside help, correct, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. This is really awesome. When you get outside help, there are many ways you can do it. Remember, we talked about earlier in the show, can't solve the problem at the level it's created. You know, what's happening in the workplace. I'm going to do a number of things about it, but it's happening to you. And so what Doc Martin said is really true about that. But there are places where you can go. And this is what I highly recommend for you, is you find a place, whether it's HR or EAP in the company or outside the company, where you can sit down with someone and fully express who you are and what you say. Because those are the things that you have to get out. These are the things we're not doing. But you're well positioned to do them. Does that make sense, Jay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've been doing that through EAP too, yes.
Yeah. And I will tell you that EAP is not exactly, they're trying to catch up. You know, Doc Martin and a few others are going to be doing corporate work to really help people step up and redefine EAP. But you know, the minute you start to feel bad about yourself or start to feel like you want to hurt yourself, you know you got to call that 911 number.
Yeah, I didn't call 911. I actually called the, you know, the
hotline.
Well, yeah, hotline for psychological help, if you want to call it that.
That's right. Yeah, and Jay, I'm going to leave you with this. Doesn't matter if you call every second, every minute, every hour. You just dial that phone as many times as you need to.
Yes.
And thank you for calling in. Please stay in touch. You're like amazing. It has been, I've taken this journey with you for 18 years. I talk about you a lot. Probably your ears were ringing. At moments in my career, Jay, you were inspiration to me when I felt like giving up. You were there. You know, your phrase, spiritual constipation, stays with me all the time. That I give you credit for. You have inspired me in so many. So know that we're here for you, okay?
Yes. That is beautiful.
We're going to do a special meditation. Please, please sit for a minute and see if you can absorb it.
I will.
And don't hesitate to call Doc Martin either. It's amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you, Doc Martin.
Good luck, Jay.
Wow. This is what we're talking about. Jay, again, shows up to demonstrate what thousands of people listening to the show are feeling right now. But you have a special blessing for us, and I think this is going to help. But before we do that, I want folks to know, when things like this can come up, people can work with you. They can get clearings. They can sit with you for an hour and work with you either one-on-one for one time or on a regular basis. So this is to help them get through, to learn some tools, to work with you in what you do. And it's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, do you want to go to a short break and come back and do the blessing? Or what are you thinking, Doc?
Well, I'm wondering, given our time, would we like for me to record it with Jacob later and upload it as a freebie to everybody? It will be short. If we do it now, it'll be short.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, Doc Martin's going to help us understand the power we have to shift and change. We'll be right back.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
So if everybody would like to spend this last few moments, let's use this time to get centered and be able to put all of the chaos of the world outside us. So taking some nice deep breaths, in with your nose, out with your mouth. Just allow yourself to use these few minutes to drop into what you know is true, drop into your essence, out of your head, and using your breath. And every time I tell you to breathe, just take yourself deeper into that space of truth, out of your head now, going deeper and deeper, relaxing and relaxing. And traveling with your mind's eye to that divine space within yourself where things are true, where things are not about what people think of you, not about what they might do to you or think they're doing to you. It's not about the craziness. It's about you being centered, calm, in touch with your essence. And as you sit in your sacred space, just envision a circle around you. That circle is really that energy field around you. That's the boundary of what's yours and what isn't. And let's take that few moments we have left to just see yourself pushing outside the circle things that don't belong, things that people have said to you, maybe things you don't want to keep anymore. Push the chaff out and hold on to the wheat. Push it out if it doesn't belong or if you don't want to keep it anymore. And hold on to that nutritious grain of your essence. Clearing your space inside your energy field, clearing it to be of you and you alone. And when you clear it, you can feel what's true for you. You can feel what your heart sings for. You can feel what really matters. Pushing away what doesn't belong. Strengthening those boundaries. Strengthening that space of divinity inside you. See it with your mind's eye. Or feel it if you're not a visual person. Or know it. Strengthening your essence, stripping away what doesn't belong, keeping everything that's perfect and right for you, everything that supports you and balances you, and pushing away what doesn't feel good, what doesn't belong, what might be other people's toxicity. You don't need it. You don't have to have it. Send it back. Building that boundary, filling that whole space now, that boundary that's like a mosquito netting around you or a cocoon. Just fill that space with golden light, light from the higher source. Fills up your space, strengthening your boundaries, keeping what's really true and what really matters, and pushing away what's unnecessary, what doesn't fit, what you don't want, what somebody tried to send you but you're not keeping, and push it away, filling again and again with golden light as you get stronger and stronger. Just taking a few quiet moments here to feel your beautiful energy field cleared and filled up with the energy of spirit of your divine essence. Feel it, see it. And scanning with your mind's eye, are there any places you missed? Take the last few moments to strengthen that up. Take the last few moments and now, if you would, shift your mind's eye to gratitude. Gratitude for who you are and the difference you've made in the world, even if you didn't know that you did. The difference that you've made. Gratitude for you, your adaptability, your power. And bring yourself back to this time and this place. And you're back. Thank you.
What a beautiful way. What a beautiful way to, you know, close this episode out today. And what a wonderful invitation for people and blessing. And, you know, please, for those of you out there, we'll make sure we get the show uploaded And we still, Sharon, I think your idea, Jacob, please, let's take this meditation part. Let's pull it out. Let's share it globally. Doc, thank you so much for today. Personal message. What would you like to leave us with today?
Adaptogen. We are so much more than we think. And we have the power.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.